talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which is coming up April 30th and May 1st, at the brand new Volvo Cars Stadium on Daniel Island, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which takes place every August. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents, also Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. We'll be talking with J.R. Kramer. He's a landscape architect with Remark Landscape Architects. And also Tony Johnson with Spectrum Paints. And finally, Carlton Walker with Golden Property Renovation and Carlton Real Estate Group. Well, I did mention the open air home show coming up April 30th and May 1st. And that's taking place at the Volvo Car Stadium. It was recently renamed Volvo Car Stadium, formerly the Family Circle Stadium. And we're really excited about this open-air home show. At the end of April, as we're experiencing now, the weather is really nice, and nobody likes to be cooped up inside. And so this is an open-air home show. All of the displays are underneath the stadium seating. Everything is protected from the elements, and so it's a great show. It's a Saturday-Sunday show, so we don't have it's not open on Friday. So it's free admission, free parking, and then Saturday evening from 5 to 8, we've got an awesome home show happy hour going on with John Cusadas, who will be entertaining. And we've got beer and wine. It's open to the public. It's only $5 for a wristband for free beer and wine. And then earlier on Saturday, we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And we'll be getting you more information on that soon. But in the meantime, have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How are you doing, Zach?
I'm doing great, Tim. How about you?
Good. Zach, take a moment and tell everybody about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents.
All right. Well, we are a line of ICCES, which is the International Code Council's Evaluation Service, certified engineered flood vents, and what that means is that we've been performance tested to relieve hydrostatic pressure during a flood. We do a lot of continuing education courses for architects, surveyors, code officials, insurance agents. We've got a lot of big things coming up this year, and we're really looking forward to helping people save some money on their flood insurance as well.
Well, we may have lost a few listeners with some of the jargon you just mentioned. What is a foundation flood vent? What is hydrostatic? What was it you said?
Hydrostatic pressure. Okay, so a foundation flood vent. If you live in a floodplain, which obviously Charleston area is basically all a floodplain, any enclosed area below base flood elevation, which is really your first living floor, has to have some sort of venting. A lot of people use typical air vents, which have a mesh screen on the back and a bunch of louvers and screens that get clogged with debris during a flood, and that builds up hydrostatic pressure. And hydrostatic pressure, easy way to think about that, is when there's a flood, it's just the constant water pressure on your foundation, just the pressure from water being there. And it's actually quite a large thing, which hydrostatic vents or engineered vents can relieve. Our vents, smart vents, actually open up, allowing two fully unobstructed areas for that water and debris to pass through and out your the other side of your crawl space. Whereas, again, a non-engineered opening or an air vent that's used as a flood vent doesn't open up, has that mesh screen on the back, and gets clogged up.
Gotcha. Okay. Let's try to paint a picture for our listeners. Okay. So homeowner lives in a house that's built over a crawl space.
Right.
And so they probably know what you're talking about when you mention air vents,
right,
that are in the foundation wall of the crawl space area.
Right.
And that's to allow air to pass into the crawl space area.
Right.
Not allow excessive moisture underneath your house.
Correct.
And so forth.
Correct.
But then when we have a big flood like we had back in October,
right,
or we have a storm surge from a tropical storm or a hurricane, which
coming up
frequently, yep, happens in the Charleston area. We've been very, very lucky. I've been reading some things about how the we're probably due for some sort,
yeah,
of an event like that. So what happens when we do have a storm surge or a flood like we had back in October? People have those air vents,
right,
in their foundation. What happens when that water starts to rise and come toward your house?
Right. Okay. Well, so during a flood, or in Charleston, if it rains for 5 minutes, downtown gets flooded. You have debris buildup. If you think of water pouring down the street, it's picking up any and everything in its path, and you have that flood. And again, with an air vent, which most people have, and a lot of people don't even know that there are other options out there, like a smart vent, which is, again, an engineered vent, they get clogged with that debris. So if you just think of, if you have a bunch of mulch around your home or pine straw, what have you, that water picks that mulch, pine straw up and throws it against those vents. And what happens when you have an air vent is they get clogged up. The reason that you have to have some sort of venting per building code is to relieve the hydrostatic pressure. With an air vent, they get clogged up, and then there is no relief of that hydrostatic pressure. With a smart vent, they actually open up, allowing two areas for that water and debris to pass on through. That's the big deal. We have little.
So you want the water.
You
to
want
pass.
The water. Yeah, obviously, you don't want to think about your crawl space getting soaked and whatnot. But it's part of building code, and you have to have some sort of vent on there. And to have an engineered vent that opens up is going to save your foundation. Better to not have a cracked foundation than have a little bit of water and dampness in there after a big storm.
So the water pressure can build up and damage.
Oh, yeah.
your foundation.
Absolutely.
Where your crawl space is. If you have smart vent foundation flood vents, the flood vents will sense that the water is starting to rise.
Yep.
And they'll automatically open and allow the water to pass through.
Exactly. Yeah. We have little, if you want to just think of it as like fishing bobbers on each side of the, inside of the door on the vent. And they sit down in a little locking hole so animals can't crawl inside. Mm-hmm. And then when a flood comes, it lifts those bobber out of the locking mechanism and then allows the door to hinge and open up either way. And they're also bidirectional. So no matter what side that water's coming in, and once it gets into your crawl space, it's able to get out the other side as well.
It kind of reminds me of if you had a dam or a levee.
Right.
And the water was rising and rising. The operators of the dams or the levees will try to relieve pressure by letting water through the dams.
Otherwise, the
dam could be so much water pressure building up that the dam breaks.
Exactly.
Or the levee fails.
That's a great comparison. Exactly.
Okay, gotcha. So, does the smart vent foundation flood vent act as an air vent when there's not a flood?
We have a couple different series of vents. We have our dual function series, which can dual function as an air vent for people who have crawl spaces where they want airflow. And then we have our insulated series for people who, you know, may have a conditioned crawl space or they need vents in their garage where there is no airflow. Mm-hmm. So we do have the two options for those people who want it or don't.
How can Smart Vent help homeowners that might be in a flood area? We've been hearing stories about the flood insurance prices going up. How can Smart Vent help homeowners save on their flood insurance?
Right. Well, yeah. In Charleston area, there's a lot of older homes. We'll call them pre-firm homes, kind of getting a little technical here. But that's basically homes that are 1970s and older, which is a lot of those around here. Those homes, their flood insurance rates, whether they know it or not, if they've been wondering why there's an increase, there was a law that was passed called Grim Waters, which over the next from 2014 on, for the next 5 years, their insurance is going to go up 18 to 25%. So for those out there who are like, what's going on? Why is my insurance skyrocketing? That's why. And we have a division of SmartVent called FRE, which is a service to help homeowners lower their flood insurance. We have a staff of certified floodplain managers who, if a homeowner can send us in their elevation certificate, which if they don't have a copy of it, their insurance agent will. Again, that's their elevation certificate. They can send it in to ec@yourfloodrisk.com or just call up the Smart Vent, or if they can get my contact information off our website and send it to me as well. And our certified floodplain managers can read that elevation certificate, tell that homeowner any and every possible scenario for them to lower their flood insurance, and we actually own our own insurance company. So not only are we able to tell them exactly what to do to lower their insurance, we can tell them exactly how much money they're going to save and exactly what their new premium will be before they actually do any of the mitigation work. Hmm. So it really can show them, you know, the cost to savings ratio, which, you know, gets that homeowner their willingness to comply and therefore become more compliant and save. On average, we see 83%.
So if the homeowner replaces the air vents that they have in their foundation with Smart Vent foundation flood vents, they can provide that documentation, and then the insurance company is going to say, oh, okay, you've got a product that is going to save your foundation.
Right.
So we're going to give you a break on your flood insurance premium.
Right, yeah. One of the biggest problem is that homes that are, if they already have vents, they're non-engineered or air vents, and they don't have enough. Most air vents, they're square. You have to match the square inches that the vent is rated for the square foot of enclosed space. All right. Most air vents only get about 30 to 70, maybe on the high end, square inch to square foot ratio. Smart vents are certified through the International Code Council, which is the building codes, to get 200 square foot per vent. So a lot of people don't have enough vents. And that's the biggest problem that we see. So, yeah, adding a few smart vents in is going to get their home compliant, going to get that square foot covered and lower their insurance. And like I said, 83% is what we see on average. It's a real number. Try it out. We promise you, you'll see some great benefits.
How much does each Smart Vent foundation flood vent cost on average?
Well, you know, it depends where you're going, but the MSRP on them is $200. We are a 100% American-made product. Our plant is in Anderson, South Carolina, so it's a South Carolina-made product, which is cool for being in the Charleston area. We are made of 316 marine-grade stainless steel, so for the boaters out there, it's the same thing that's on your boat, same thing that your boat anchors are made of.
And how many flood vents on average does a house need?
Well, it just depends, again, on your you got some mansions here, like if you go down to Daniel Island area it depends. Anywhere from 2 to 6, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, or 12 on a huge house. Each vent's rated for 200 square foot, so whatever your square foot
is. But it's not that much to prevent to have, and can you help folks with the installation?
Yeah, we have recommended installers. If you go to our website on our locator tab, you can click on installer, type in Charleston, and then we've got a few in the Charleston area who have installed many vents before and know what they're doing and can help you with that.
Gotcha. So this is a way to mitigate the risk on your house. Show your insurance company that you have a product that will decrease the likelihood that your house is going to be damaged during a flood, and then therefore they're going to give you a discount.
Yep, absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
How can folks get more information about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents?
Go to smartvent.com, or you can go to yourfloodrisk.com for FRE. Again, that's the Flood Risk Evaluator to help you save money on your flood insurance. So smartvent.com or yourfloodrisk.com, either one, and they'll have links to each other as well.
And I understand SmartVent Foundation Flood Vents, you folks will be displaying at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, April 30th and May 1st.
Yep.
And you're waiving any of those flood risk evaluator fees that weekend at the home show. So if they come and see SmartVent at the home show, they can get that flood risk evaluation for free, which is normally how much?
It's normally $250. And again, we see that we see 83% on average reductions. So people are getting their money back regardless normally. But we're totally waiving that, you're right, for the show. If you come by, I've got a little flyer. Grab the flyer. And you'll say that, you know, you saw Zach there, and it'll be 100% complimentary.
Great. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks, Zach.
Thanks, Zach.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How are you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
So Aiden Fabrics is a fabric store located in Mount Pleasant. We're off of Hunger Neck Boulevard. We have about 6,000 square feet of fabric by the yard. We have both indoor and outdoor fabrics. We offer services that go along with our fabric, so custom-made furniture and upholstery services for indoor and outdoors, accessories, lighting, and design services.
Who's the typical customer who comes to Aiden Fabrics?
I would say the typical customer that comes in runs the gamut of somebody who is either upholstering or doing small projects in their home, be it upholstery, drapery work, and needs to come in and match some colors and patterns with fabric, to a person who is redoing their entire home. You know, our bread and butter customer typically is somebody who starts coming in maybe for a small project for drapery panels or for reupholstery. That's sort of our typical customer. And then it grows from there once they see how much they can do with fabric and all the products and services that we offer.
Gotcha. Aiden Fabrics, you folks are very well known for your outdoor fabrics. And the outdoor fabrics, obviously, for the outdoors, but a lot of people are using the outdoor fabrics inside their house.
They are. It's become such an increasingly popular concept because of the nature of the fabrics. They have done such a great job. This Sunbrella and some of the other lines that we carry with the solution dyed acrylic, which is really what you want, is that resilient solution dyed acrylic. They've done such a great job making them livable. The fabrics of the old days that were outdoor fabrics seem to be a little bit stiff and plasticky feeling, because they were. They were made of poly products. And the construction has changed. The weaves, the designs, they're so much softer and livable. So people know now that they can use those fabrics on a sofa or a chair indoors, especially if you have kids or pets. You're going to be around food where it makes sense to have something that is stain resistant and easily cleanable. Just the other day, I was ironing my shirt, getting ready for work, and I heard my son, who's almost three, crying out there because he spilled his milk. And he spilled it all over the sofa. I literally went out there with a wet sponge and wiped it down. A few hours later, it was dry. It was a beautiful thing. That's why I have it in my home, because I have kids and pets. But even if you don't have kids or pets, it's just a great fabric. The versatility is incredible. It's cleanable. It's livable. It's an amazing thing.
Mm. Is it stiff to the touch? Is it comfortable to sit and lay on? And
it is. They have done such an incredible job making outdoor fabrics feel like indoor fabrics. So the indoor-outdoor concept has become so popular. People come into my outdoor showroom where we have over 400 bolts of outdoor fabric, and they feel these fabrics, and they just look at me with this strange look as if, is this really outdoor fabric? Mm-hmm. They can't believe it. It's really incredible how soft and supple the textures are. There are still some that have a more flat weave that are more like a traditional patio cushion fabric, but the majority are very soft and livable.
Mm-hmm.
Be very suitable for anything inside your formal living room.
You used a term I wanted you to ask you about, solution dyed acrylic. What is that?
So the nature of outdoor fabrics that has taken off so well, the construction is made of threads that are solution dyed. So fabrics can be dyed in a couple of different ways. The yarn that is made in Sunbrella type fabrics is solution dyed. So not to get too technical or scientific, but those threads come from a pellet that is actually dyed in the very inception process of the making of that thread. So when you dye the thread in its infancy stage, the resilience to light fading, to staining, to resistance to bleach and other cleaners is so much better than the alternate, which would be piece dyeing fabrics. So you weave your fabric. The alternate would be piece dyeing would be that you would weave your fabrics, and then you would dye those in vats of different pigments.
Mm-hmm.
So the former is the better because the resilience is built in the inception of that process of dyeing it way earlier on in the construction. That's what you want, to resist the sun fading, to resist the bleach that you can use to clean all these fabrics and other soiling and staining. It's virtually, I hate to say never going to stain, but it is almost unstainable.
Hmm. That's great. Talk about some of the new lines of fabrics that Aiden Fabrics has got coming in.
Sure. So everybody knows the name Sunbrella, and it's a great product. They've done a fantastic job at marketing their name. And I always try to use the analogy that Sunbrella in outdoor fabrics, you can choose between Kleenex or you can choose between Puffs for facial tissues. Sunbrella is one brand of many, but we do carry Sunbrella. We also carry another brand called Outdura. We also just added a line called Belladura, and the last is called Tempo Test. And they're all solution-dyed acrylic. The different lines have different varieties of designs and styles. They all have that soft, livable solids that we talked about. But what I'm seeing coming down the pipeline now is, at a very affordable price point, solution-dyed fabrics that are bright in colors, and the designs are changing. Some people take a look at the outdoor room and they say, well, I want this fabric for my solid base for my cushions, but I really want something fun and bright with a pattern that is going to really give a nice pop or flare for my pillows. I'm seeing a lot of the vendors now making those fabrics that are really fun patterns and designs and colors that are bright and vibrant at a very affordable price point. If you were to come into my showroom over the next few weeks, you will see those coming down, and I think people are going to be really impressed with the designs and also shocked by the affordability at the price point.
Hmm. Very nice. Spring is seems like it's here. What kinds of services, if people wanted to be ready to be able to enjoy their outdoor furniture to the full extent, with the nice weather that we've got coming up. Talk about some of the services that Aiden Fabrics has.
Absolutely. It is time. It's time to start thinking about those services that go along with outdoor fabric. The typical customer that would use those for an outdoor application is going to use those for an outdoor seating set, be it a dining set, a sectional, any type of occasional outdoor chair around a patio or on a deck. Another very popular product that we carry in our showroom is the Low Country Port Swing, if you will. So it's time to think about maximizing the outdoor weather season. You want to get ahead of the game. You want to make sure that it's not too late so that by the time you reupholster your outdoor seating, whatever it might be, that you have it ready. So when the nicer weather is here, it's not too hot, not too humid yet, you can really get those things done before that. So it is time to start thinking about putting those services in place. And I would recommend, if somebody's thinking about recovering cushions, if they've got 5 or 6 years on them, they're looking worn down, they're fading a little bit, which will happen over the years, or it's a little bit of mold or mildew, and they really want to either refresh the look or just reupholster because of wear and tear, it's time to go ahead and think about that. We typically quote about 4 to 6 weeks for mm-hmm. those services. So if you're thinking about now, it's starting to feel nice and warm and comfortable, I want to maximize that outside time, let's go ahead and get that in and get started on that now for you so that you can really enjoy seeing outside for the better part of the spring season.
Gotcha. And Aiden Fabrics, besides all the great fabrics that you folks have, you also offer this incredible porch swing, a bed swing, right?
It is, yes. It's a very popular product here in the Lowcountry. We've partnered with the Saltwood Company in Mount Pleasant. He makes our frames for us. If you come into our showroom, you'll see his signature style made up. It's a great product. Van at Saltwood Company uses repurposed wood, so reclaimed wood. A lot of it for the porch swing is made of cypress, which we know grows in the swamps. It's the nature of the wood is a resilience to water, and it's all treated and painted with stains or paints that are water repellent and all weather. The beauty of that porch swing is that it can be made custom with any type of size, shape, stain, paint color that you'd like. The ropes or chains can all be changed up. It's a very versatile product. So the one that you see in my showroom is not necessarily the one that you would get. We can really customize that. The second part of that, of course, is the upholstery package that goes into that swing. So we can make the typical mattress, round bolsters, and five pillows that's very common, or we can really change it up. The one that's in our showroom now has a very nice, clean, boxed look to it. So it's sort of a different twist on the traditional that people have really been going crazy over it. So you can really get very fun and creative with that package in terms of the colors, textures, and designs that you use. It's a great product. It's really a showstopper when people come in, and can't wait to get one for my porch.
Does it come with a frame, or can you just hang it? Can it be installed directly on your porch, hung from the porch rafters or something?
Yes, you do want to make sure that if you're hanging it from your porch that you get it into a solid beam up there. But typically people will hang them on their front porch. If you don't have a front porch or a back porch that you want to hang it on, you can make an arbor, which is actually how it's hanging in our store right now due to the height of my ceilings, or a pergola, some type of a wood structure that will support that frame. So a lot of people that don't necessarily have a porch big enough or want to put it on the front or back porch will have a outdoor patio or a grassy area in the back of their home that they want to hang it in, and you can hang it from any wood structure like that.
How does it hold up? Does it need to be in an area that's covered, or what happens if it gets wet?
So it really doesn't matter if it gets wet or is exposed to full sun or the elements, that fabric will hold up. The wood is treated and is painted and stained with all weather stains and paint. So if somebody's going to have it in fully exposed sun and fully exposed rain and the elements, especially with the pollen and all those things, it will take a little bit more maintenance, if you will, to keep the swing clean. You can always bring your cushions inside or put them under a cover of some type if you want to not have it get poured down rain or in a storm, but it's not absolutely necessary. So it'll just be a little bit less maintenance if you bring it in, but it's designed to be in the sun and exposed to the elements.
So it's not like the mattress is just going to soak up like a sponge or anything?
No. In fact, there are different options that people can explore when it comes to that mattress. You can put an inside cover if you'd like. You can use different types of foams, some that are what we call a quote-unquote quick dry foam that water literally just pours right through and does not hold moisture. Others you do want to cover with a little bit of a mattress cover, if you would, like a child's bed. But the foam will dry out. It's antimicrobial, so you don't have to worry about excessive mold and mildew.
Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, we'd love for them to come in and see us at our showroom at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, Suite F. We're between Los Arcos Restaurant and King Street Grill. You can also get a lot of information on our website at aidenfabrics.com, or you can call us at 843-216-0008.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with landscape architect J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. How you doing, J.R.?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
Sure. J.R., take a moment and tell everybody about Remark Landscape Architects.
Yeah, we're a small studio in Charleston based out of downtown, actually catty corner from your office, in the Upper Peninsula. It's my wife and I, and we have two full-time associates, one who is a landscape architect and the other is working on her licensure for landscape architecture.
That's news. You all must be growing.
We are. We're a great team right now, and a team of four and busy constantly, and so we're in a good spot right now.
Yeah, Charleston is there's a lot of growth, a lot of activity right now, isn't there?
There is. I mean, it's just, it's exploded again. Uh-huh. It really has.
Yeah, and you mentioned that our properties are you know, just about 100 feet away from each other here in the Upper Peninsula of downtown Charleston. And I see those Remark Landscape Architect signs also in this area. There's a lot of redevelopment going on in this area, and Remark Landscape Architects is involved with that.
Yeah, it's great. It's like we're designing our backyard. We probably have done, you know, over half dozen projects in the area, and just recently got a new project right across the road, a 7-acre apartment complex. So we're super excited.
That's great. That's great. So Remark Landscape Architects, you folks do a lot of commercial work, but you also help homeowners with their backyard plans or you know, their front yard plans too.
Yeah, because right now, really, 50%, over probably 50% is residential. So mm-hmm. we have a good mix right now with residential and commercial. And residential is everything from houses in the neighborhood that I live in to houses on Kiowa. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, when it comes to doing work in your yard, that's a very much a do-it-yourself kind of thing. Who needs a landscape architect?
You know, someone that really wants to have a nice design at the end of the day that they want to implement themselves over time, but this, they care about how they're enjoying their outside. And maybe they want to have it feel like they like the inside of their house, how it feels. They have it all done really nice, and it's like they look outside like, we want that mm-hmm. outside. Mm-hmm. And so we can help them pull together materials, plans, create spaces. And then they may have a drainage issue that goes along with it. Like, well, you have to figure this out before we do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because it is a very much a DIY kind of thing, do you ever run into homeowners that who are encountering problems now that maybe they created inadvertently, you know, planting trees too close to the house, or maybe the wrong type of plantings in the wrong spot around the house?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because, I sit down and really talk with our clients, potential clients, you know, in their house first. And just, they always want to walk outside the first thing. I said, no, let's sit down and talk inside. I want to kind of feel how you live in the house, kind of look around, and just get to know you a little bit. And then we walk outside, and 9 times out of 10, what I'm thinking and what you're telling me is not the case that's happening outside.
So what they have is not what they want.
It's not what they want, and they don't know how to get to where they want.
Right.
Because a lot of times I'll ask them, what are you really looking for? And some will say they have a really good list, and they have a Howls or Pinterest board. But other people are like, I really don't know. I need your help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How does the process work? I mean, do you ask the homeowner to create a wish list of things that they want in their backyard? Like, they may say, I want a swimming pool, I want a gazebo or a pergola, I want a fire pit area, but I don't know how to arrange it all in the backyard so that it all flows correctly, it all looks beautiful.
Yeah, in our initial consultation meeting, that's kind of where we try to flesh out a program. And some folks are really good where they have their list already typed out for me. And other, we have to kind of pry it out a little bit, just like trying to pry out a budget. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the budget is the hardest thing mm-hmm. to get out of a homeowner, because they don't know what things cost. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we always start with a very conceptual plan with some mood boards, design exhibits, and a probable cost analysis. Mm-hmm. So that way we can kind of see, where are we? Are we like 4 times over budget, or are we right where we need to be? And that way we can either scale the design back, or we could have it master planned to where it could be done in phases.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned having the work done in phases. Is that a common thing? Because a homeowner may not have the wherewithal to do it all at once. But it's the plan that really counts. If you have a really, really good design plan up front, then you can implement it over time. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. One project recently we won a Tri-State ASLA award for. We worked with the client over the course of 2 years. And we kind of did a front yard plan, and then we kind of started massaging to the back. But he implemented over 2 years, and we were involved very with him the whole process, as during construction and stuff. And he loves it, and I still talk to him a couple times a month, ask him how things are going, and because for me, it's not about the project; it's about that relationship at the end and continuing that relationship for years to come.
Right? Is this the same kind of thing? What you know, anyone who has ever used an architect to design a house, always if they end up building another house, they always hire an architect because they're in the know. They realize the value of having an architect to design their house. Is that the same sort of thing with a landscape architect?
It is. I had an architect ask me one time, what kind of project should I tell clients, you know, if we need a landscape architect? I said, well, if they're hiring an architect, they should probably hire a landscape architect, unless it's just a building upfit or something. But if there's anything with outdoor spaces, it's you need a landscape architect as well for a project.
What talk about the design process and using native plants.
Yeah, that's something we are very strong in, and we've always, from when I graduated University of Georgia 16 years ago, I've always focused on native plants. It's just been instilled in me where I grew up in rural Ohio. Just I was surrounded by meadows and creeks and everything, and that's where I played. So to this day, we use native plants, and we have a term that we refer to as aesthetic ecology, where we're thinking about the aesthetics in a well-designed plan, but also thinking about the ecology of the area, truly about the sense of place. People are moving to Charleston. We use plants of Charleston, of the area, thinking about the microclimates. So we try to incorporate. Residential is a little bit different than commercial. Residential, we still probably 85 to 95% native plantings, but we do include things. Some of the clients, they have camellias and azaleas. We incorporate those where appropriate.
Gotcha. What are I mentioned the wish list that homeowners will put together that they want for their backyards. What are homeowners asking for these days on their wish list?
These days they're asking for swimming pools, outdoor living areas.
Big swimming pools or medium or small?
Both. We've done a couple with really large swimming pools, and we've done some with some plunge pools, very, very small swimming pools. They almost act as a fountain when they're not in use. But the other overriding factor is they want simple, clean design that is easy to maintain.
Low maintenance.
And a lot of our clients are coming to us because they're saying, we see the stuff that you're designing and it is different than everyone else. And that's an underlying current of all of our clients.
They want their property to look unique.
Yes.
When they have friends and family over, they want that wow factor.
Yeah, they do. And we really look at the architecture of the home, the interior design, and then just their personal aesthetics and try to merge that all together into a cohesive design.
It seems like outdoor living is getting so huge that people might be living in a great location. They love their neighborhood. They may not be able to expand the footprint of their home. And so the next best thing is to make their outdoor living space more usable.
Oh, most definitely, because, I mean, we have a couple projects where if you look at the footprint of the house then look at the outdoor living areas with, like, the lawn and patio and stuff, some of them are almost the same size. They're, like, doubling their living space.
Right, right. And it's all, you know, and the nice thing is, and confirm with this if I'm not correct on this, it will all come back. Any money that you spend up front on your house on the outdoor living area, especially including the design fees for Remark Landscape Architects, when you go to sell that house, you'll get all that investment back.
You will, because when the curb appeal and just walking into a backyard that is well designed, it showcases so well, and people are like, oh man, this would be a nice place to raise my family or to entertain. I mean, just, and they don't have to do anything.
Right.
It's there.
And I always say this, you know, why it's crazy. People end up spending money when they're getting ready to sell the house. They're fixing up their house and making these improvements and stuff. Make the improvements now while you're in the house and you might be there for years. Enjoy that time, because the money you spend now, you're going to end up getting it back. So it is a true investment.
Yeah, you get a good return on your investment. You do.
Exactly. How can folks get more information about Remark Landscape Architects?
Yeah, they can go to our website, remarkstudiollc.com, or they can give us a call at 843-952-7817.
All right. And that website again?
It's remarkstudiollc.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with J.R. Kramer with Remark Landscape Architects. Thanks so much, J.R.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with Tony Johnson with Spectrum Paints. How you doing, Tony?
Very good. How are you, Tim?
Good. Tony, take a minute and tell everybody about Spectrum Paints.
Well, Spectrum Paint is the largest independent paint distributor in the country. We are affiliated with premium branded products such as Benjamin Moore and PPG Coatings. Been in the Charleston market for about 5 years now. Been in existence since about 1986.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And Spectrum Paints, how many stores do you have here in the Charleston area?
We've got 5 stores now in the Charleston market. Recently, we just opened a store in the north part of Mount Pleasant. In the Carolina Park, Charleston National area, and that was opened the end of 2015.
Okay, so Spectrum Paints has a pretty big presence here in the Charleston area, and you folks have locations in what other areas around the country?
We have 68 stores now.
Mm-hmm.
The company was founded in the Oklahoma market, so we have Tulsa area, we're in Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas. We've just opened up or acquired 11 stores in the Virginia market.
Mm-hmm.
All together now we have 60 some odd locations.
That's great. That's great. What, I've always heard this myself, never ever buy cheap paint. Always buy the best quality paint that's possible, because when you look at the expense of painting your house, whether it's on the inside or outside, the cost of the paint is a fraction compared to the labor that's involved, and you just always want to use the best quality paint possible. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of people mess up. They're trying to cut their budget. The labor is the same whether you use a premium bucket, or a discounted product. The good thing about Spectrum is that we're affiliated with branded products such as Benjamin Moore, which is best in class type product. It's definitely a brand that people love. Engineered to take care of people in harsh environments and the things that we have in the low country. Also affiliated with PPG, which is the largest coatings company in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we have every base covered when it comes to products. We've got a buffet of products from the premium Benmore side down to some house brands that we actually have products that we have engineered for specialty type situations that are labeled in the Spectrum label. So from one scope from the highest to the lowest, I think we have every base covered.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a buffet of products, but using that word in a different way, Warren Buffett owns Benjamin Moore, right? The Berkshire
Sure.
Hathaway. That's got to make you folks feel pretty good to be associated with such a man of respect.
I agree. We're very pleased and happy to be associated with Benjamin Moore. I think the brand, when you talk about brands that people love, I think Benjamin Moore is a great product. I worked for Benjamin Moore for 6 years as a business development rep, so I was a factory rep for the area. And they engineer products with the best in class in mind. So I feel like with that brand in the Charleston market in particular, I think we go a long ways toward, satisfying people's interest. Not to say that, other brands that we carry have best in class products as well, but Benjamin Moore is definitely a brand that people love.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to painting contractors, they are very, very particular about the products they use. Why do so many painting contractors insist on using Benmore?
I think it's just tried and proven. They really put the best in class effort. when you go to a lot of companies, you can go down the line of products and start getting from a premium product to a very low-end product. The thing with Benjamin Moore is they will not put their name on a product that is inferior. So they really don't go down the scale to some of the lower-end products that, that some companies carry. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a best-in-class type company that really want to protect that brand, and I think they do a good job of doing that.
Mm-hmm. I would guess, too, that, that painting contractors, they don't like doing things twice, and so they want a good quality product that that they know is going to go on well, that's going to make the end user happy and not result in a lot of callbacks to fix problems.
That's true. Good thing with Benjamin Moore, they're research and development, they're normally out beyond the competition with new developments, such as they've come out with a colorant system that is an acrylic colorant system called the Gen X colorant. So it's a true perfect marriage to latex paints. When paints were originally formulated, they were all oil-based, and everyone used colorant that would accommodate that. Benjamin Moore engineered colorant that works better with the paint, the Gen X colorant system. So they're always trying to move ahead with best-in-class products that are going to, you know, lead the industry versus following someone who is already, you know, beat them to the spot. So mm-hmm. I think they're a leader in the industry as far as technology and innovation.
Mm-hmm. When talk about the difference between the experience a homeowner will encounter going to a big box store to buy paint versus going to an independent paint retailer like Spectrum Paints.
I think the good thing that we can offer is we have seasoned veteran people who have been in the industry for many years. So they can feel comfortable that they're going to get the same experience when they go into the stores, because just in our sales staff in the Charleston market, we've got probably 60 years between three sales reps.
Mm-hmm.
And stores are sort of positioned in the same way. We've got tenured employees that have been there a while who know the products and how they work. So they're more capable of giving them educated solutions for their problems versus, you know, someone going into maybe a big box and not getting the experience that I'm sure they mean well, but they don't have that tenure and experience that we can provide mm-hmm. provide them.
Well, I can speak to that myself, because last fall we had our building, our office painted, and it's a concrete block building, and you know, I went over to the Spectrum Paint on East Bay Street and talked with Lincoln, and he was familiar. He was able to hook us up with exact type paint product that would accommodate concrete block. You know, he knew that we wanted something that was going to last a long time, and couldn't be happier. You folks really, it's and I've been into Spectrum Paints numerous times, and you can really tell that your employees really care about the customer.
I think we pride ourselves in taking care of the customer, and we have a family type atmosphere. We don't have a lot of turnover. We've got people that enjoy what they're doing, passionate about what they're doing. I think Spectrum Paint is a company that has the best to offer because of the branded products that we carry, and then sort of the hometown flavor of the employees that we've put together. Not a lot of turnover, a lot of experience, and premium branded products. It's just a great combination.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about Spectrum Paints?
They could go to spectrumpaint.com. It would give you a listing of all of the locations, actually across the country, and definitely give you the locations for the Charleston locations. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a great deal of information on our website. They can do research on products online. There's links to the products that we carry and the brands that we carry. So there's a wealth of information on our website.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Tony Johnson with Spectrum Paints. Thanks so much, Tony. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Jilco Kitchens and Baths, located at 2300 Clements Ferry Road, just off of 526 near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Carlton Walker with Golden Property Renovation and Carlton Real Estate Group. How you doing, Carlton?
Pretty good.
Good. Carlton, tell everybody about your two companies.
I do renovations and real estate, which is kind of cool using me for real estate. I'm also, you know, a Hall of Fame sales rep for Cutco. A lot of you guys out there have Cutco knives. I was inducted in their Hall of Fame in 2007 for sales. So what a lot of times you want to do when you're selling a house is handle all the objections before they come up. And what I mean by that is have all the little things fixed. Mm-hmm. Versus when a buyer walks into the house, you know, if there's cracked tile in the entryway or a little messed up sheetrock by one of the vents, I mean, stuff like that will make them start looking for other things. And one thing when I do a walkthrough on a house, if we're going to, you know, talk about listing it, is to do a walkthrough, do an itemized, you know, labor plus materials. Most contractors are not doing that. Upfront price with labor and also with materials, what it would cost to fix everything, versus a lot of contractors just hit you with, you know, one price, like, hey, how about $5,000? Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, how'd you get to that number? Well, my truck payment's coming up, my house payment. And you're like, you know, it's a lot nicer to have labor plus materials. So we go through, do this little itemized list of how to fix a house. And a lot of times, from experience, some of the people we've sold homes for, they'll, you know, say, let's not do this part. But basically we try to handle all the objections before they come up. So you get top dollar. Like some little stuff would be like, if, you know, it has a privacy fence, a lot of privacy fences are, you know, gray and, you know, the older weathered color. A simple pressure washing of the privacy fence makes the fence look back to yellow wood, makes it look new. Mm-hmm. And if you're selling your house, you want to get top dollar. And another thing that I've learned, I'm not going to give away all my secrets, but my broker in charge has been in the industry 40 years. Rick Willis, he's, you know, got the radio show, I think, either
right before this one.
Right before or after, yeah. So anyway, we get top dollar. We do things that are, you know, a lot of people are not doing in the industry. When we do a market evaluation of your property, we're going to look at what, like, the highest sold square footage was in the neighborhood. And that's the number we want to hit or go above and beyond that. And then there's ways to do that to where, you know, you're not spending the maximum amount of money to get your house, like, you know, to where you need it to be to get that number. We're trying to save you money on fixing it so you can get the maximum amount of money at the closing table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good deal. Well, sounds like you definitely go above and beyond what a typical real estate agent will help a homeowner with.
Right. One thing I found is being a real estate agent, and this is not, you know, every contractor out there, but I found from being a realtor and I got back into contracting about a year ago. I kind of saw like a little need, you know, what if I could offer both? Because a lot of agents, when they come to sell your house, they'll, oh, well, here, call three numbers with three different contractors, get that fixed. And when it's fixed, then we'll list your house. And that's like throwing the homeowner to the wolves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, you know, one guy might say it's $1,300 to fix it, and the other one says $2,800, and then the other says like $3,500, and it's like, well, what's the difference? And one thing that I found in a lot of jobs that we've done, we've gotten jobs over other renovation companies because we do break it down labor plus materials.
What does that mean, labor plus materials?
Like when we do, say, say you want your laundry room painted and the flat and the ceiling scraped or something like that, we're going to break it down. Okay, how many rolls of tape? And it'll have a number next to it, like, you know, $8 for rolls of tape. Literally, it's broken down, itemized, like, you know, a bucket of mud, you know, is $15.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have all the materials we're going to use on that job site. And then it's broken down into, you know, square footage, you know, dollar per square foot or however you want to put it. So you actually see what you're getting to where, you know, when it comes down to the bottom number of, we've done a couple renovations from, I mean, we just did one over Christmas. It was $47,000 renovation we did in 5 weeks. And we just finished one up. Actually, it was yesterday. But it wasn't that much. So we do little jobs all the way up to big ones. But to get to that big number, like we literally, you know, I think it took me a day, 2 days to put together the itemized, you know, labor plus materials for the bigger jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually see how we get to that number versus, and like on the job that we did in Somerville, this one job I'm thinking about, it was, I think it was like $20,000+ where we redid the exterior of the guy's house, and he got other quotes, but he couldn't really, he's like, Carlton, I'm trying to compare apples to apples because the other contractor just wrote out, hey, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and at the bottom it just had a number. A figure, like, you know, $20,000+. He's like, I can't really figure out. He's talking about just linear square foot, and it's a maximum of 50 linear square foot on the fascia repair. Anything after that, I mean, and of course we had it down to the boards. You know, we counted the boards of what needed to be replaced. How many, you know, 1x4 or 1x6 kiln dried pressure treated boards. So it's Golden Property Renovations. We have a Facebook page, a lot of people, and this is what is really neat about using us. We have this Facebook page, Golden Yardwork Construction on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, put in Golden Yardwork - Construction. You can friend us. When we do a job for a client or a homeowner, we actually take before pictures, during, and then the after photos. And what is really cool, like we did this Lady Carol over in Harborgate right off of Rifle Range Road. We took out a wall and put an LVL beam in the ceiling, and we had photographs. She could actually see how it was put together, because once you put the sheetrock over the wall, nobody can see what's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's kind of cool that, you know, as a renovation company, look at all the photos, all that. Oh, I didn't know you did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and there's no question if there was anything that, you know, come up, oh, well, here's how it was put together, you know, and of course it, you know, it's documented. It's kind of cool to follow the progress of whatever job you're having us do. We just did a deck in Shadow Moss, composite deck, and it's got lighting and all kinds of stuff. And you can see that on there. The project we just finished up from the 1,000-year rain flood, they had a little roof damage around the cricket of the chimney. We fixed that. We flat ceiling the living room with a vaulted ceiling. We had scaffolding in there. We built this beautiful deck. I mean, you just have to go to our Facebook page, Golden Yardwork Construction, to see the pictures. And we also do videos on there. We'll walk through, like, as we're doing a job, we'll walk through a video and that kind of thing.
Well, good deal. That going to that Facebook page that you just mentioned, is there any other another good way to contact Carlton Walker, Carlton Real Estate Group?
Yeah, you can call me on my cell phone, 843-478-5980. That's 843-478-5980. You can call me or text me. If you call and you don't get an answer, just send me a text message. That's my cell phone. You can check our website out. It's we use our Facebook page more than our website, but it's goldenpropertyrenovations.com.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Carlton Walker with Golden Property Renovation and Carlton Real Estate Group. Thanks so much, Carlton.
Thanks. I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one-
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.